Hi, and welcome. You just set peace in motion. Thank you for joining us. I am your host, Jessica Ardeal, and today we are featuring a Pulitzer Prize-nominated author of 27 books, over 2,000 magazine articles, and a guest on more than 2,500 radio and TV shows. This woman has made extraordinary contributions to the fields of holistic health, anti-aging, and human potential. For over 30 years at UCLA, she has taught students, staff, and faculty how to be healthy and fit, teaching that the body is designed to be self-repairing, self-renewing, and self-sustaining. She is selected as one of 10 Healthy American Fitness Leaders by the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports, and it is a privilege to welcome Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Susan, thank you so very much for being with us as we set peace in motion.
Thank you, Jessica. I have been looking forward to today for a long time, as you know. This is really going to be one of the highlights of my year being with you.
Oh, you're beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for your time today. And you offer so many tips and oh gosh, just there's so much off the charts to live simply and peacefully. And your book, The Joy Factor, Walking on Air, there's just so many. Where would you like to start?
Oh, well, listen, I would say maybe how I even got started in this whole field of holistic health, that's probably a great place to start. It was just a few years ago when I was a teenager, so I'm joking here, but and you probably read about this in both The Joy Factor as well as Walking on Air. I had a wonderful grandmother. Her name was Fritzy. She was not a doctor, medical doctor, but she was wise in the ways of living close to Mother Earth and how to heal our bodies with foods and herbs and attitude and lifestyle choices. And we all thought she was that kooky health nut grandmother. Well, you know, long story short, during a time in my teenage years, my dad unexpectedly died, and I didn't handle it well. And for the 14 months after he died, I pretty much ate everything in sight. And I gained over 50 pounds. And when you're in school, you know, you're bullied a lot when you gain weight. But I also developed all these ailments that began with the letter A, like terrible acne and allergies, asthma and arthritis. And so my grandmother, in her wisdom, said to me, my nickname was Sunny, so she said, Sunny, if you will come and live with me for 1 month, that was a little bizarre at that time to think I'd be living with someone we all thought was a little crazy in her healthy attitude, but she promised all the weight I gained would go away in the 30 days, and all those A ailments would go away, and I'd also go from being very depressed and negative to positive. So she had my attention, and you know that saying, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. So I stayed with her for a month. Everything she said occurred in my healing. And then for the following 7 years, until she passed over, I worked with her and watched how she would work with people from her community. They'd come over for everything, for her guidance, everything from a bee sting or an ear infection to arthritis, to allergies, to life-threatening illnesses. And I watched what she did. You know, for example, if someone came to her because they were just very unhappy, and we would call it these days depression, she would have them take their shoes and socks off and walk around her backyard, and she would simply listen. She would always say to me that we're born with two ears and one mouth, and that the greatest hunger of the human heart is to feel understood. And she'd have them talk and notice the beautiful flowers and herbs. And at the end of their long hour walk, she'd often give them a cup of chamomile tea, and then they'd be happy when they left. So as a result of her guidance in my life, to this day, Jessica, I've never taken any medication. I haven't had a cold or a flu in 30 years. And then back in the early 80s, I started my own private practice where people come to me not only from my community or I go to them, I make house calls, but people come to see me or I see them worldwide. I just returned from almost a month-long trip to the UK and Amsterdam to do some retreats and teaching meditation and living a balanced life. And it all started because of that difficult time in my life. You know, so there really is a silver lining in everything that goes on in life. We just have to look for it.
It sounds like your grandmother offered so many great innate wisdom tips just within herself. How did you get to study more and get intense into the process of becoming healthy?
Well, it's interesting because, so I got healthy working with her for 7 years, but then several years later, right after she passed away, I hardly ever talk about this, I was in a terrible automobile accident going down into West Hollywood on Sunset Boulevard. Most people know where that is. And someone rammed into the back of my car, totaled the car. I was rushed to the hospital in an ambulance, and I was told that for the rest of my life, I'd never be able to carry anything heavier than a light purse. Would pretty much be in pain the rest of my life. And I knew I had a choice to make. And so I really looked within and took all the wisdom from my grandmother. And I went one day to sit on this bench overlooking Santa Monica Bay here. And it's where I still often go to this day to watch the sunset. And I had a heart-to-heart talk with myself. And I knew that life was meant to be a great adventure. It wasn't meant to be lived with pain and constant hardship. And so I got the guidance within that with enough determination and faith and then doing the right kinds of therapy. You know, I had people help me with physical therapy. I healed my back, or the loving power within me really healed, and I just got out of the way and let it flow through me and lived more by my intuitive guidance. And then 6 months later, I went back to the doctor over at the UCLA where they took me that day in the ambulance, and he looked at the second set of x-rays he had taken that day, and he said, "Susan, I don't know how to explain this. You have no more sign of a fracture in your back. You seem to be free of pain and in great health." And then he said, "This is probably a miracle, but I've never studied about miracles in medical school. But you see, I've since discovered that if, number one, if you have a deep commitment of how you want your life, your health, your world to be, and two, you follow through on that commitment, no matter what appearances might be telling you, you follow through, you keep that self-discipline, and you keep walking the path. And thirdly, and most importantly in my life, when you acknowledge that you're never alone, and you let go, and you let that beautiful guidance of love and of God take care of you, and each day in my morning meditation and visualization, I always end with this or something better I now accept. You put those three together, and you'll create the life of your dreams. No, it's not always easy, but at least it's important to always head in that right direction.
Thank you for sharing that. I'm wondering what you might be able to offer for those listening that may have not had the opportunity to go within before, within themselves, and trust their inner wisdom and their innate guidance. For somebody that's so used to going around and looking for the answers outside of themselves and for somebody else to give them the way, what can we do to kind of shift that paradigm and really trust ourselves?
Gosh, I love this, and I could probably talk for an hour on answering what you just asked, but I'll say briefly, and you know, and then we'll cover as much as you want. I would say that it's important to tune into your intuition and to develop a practice every day of meditation. So let me just start briefly with intuition. You see, we all have this intuitive sense. You know, it's sometimes called the sixth sense. But it can be nurtured in a variety of ways. It can be nurtured through contemplation, through relaxing your mind, you know, through even taking walks in nature or listening to the sounds of nature. You know, you want to be still and listen. And the more we act on our intuitive hunches, the stronger and more readily available they become. And one way to develop your intuition, besides acting on them, is to carve out time each day to meditate. Now, just so you know, my grandmother taught me to meditate, and I have been a disciplined meditator for all of these decades, and it is the hub of the wheel for me. It's the most important part of my life. And for people that have never meditated before, and it also you also incorporate your deep breathing. And at the end of my meditations, I always do visualization. In a little bit, I'll tell you about visualization. But you don't have to worry about meditation if you've never done it before. You don't have to be a Buddhist monk. It's a simple, cost-free practice that's been scientifically proven to heal the body, to boost immunity, to reverse aging. Who doesn't want that? To lift your mood from negative to positive. And really, there's no single way to meditate. The essence of meditation is mindfulness. In other words, to be more in the present moment. And you could even be meditating while walking or driving. Obviously, with the driving, you wouldn't close your eyes. But it's all about your state of mind. You know, during a meditation, with a little practice, you'll get to this point. But you don't want to focus on mistakes of the past or to-do lists for the future. But you simply nudge yourself to experience the present by perhaps, I do this a lot, noticing your breath or nature around you. I love to meditate outdoors. And I even, on my website, on my homepage, at the very bottom, I have nature sounds. I have about 15 different ones. And I like to listen to the ocean waves and a babbling brook and gentle rain when I'm meditating. But and you can incorporate music or mantras, or you can just simply sit and close your eyes and focus on your breathing. You would inhale and exhale slowly and deeply, focusing on the sound and rhythm of your breathing. And by the way, breathing deeply is one of the best and quickest ways to reduce stress, to burn more calories, to increase your creativity, to release fear, bolster confidence, and supercharge your energy. So bottom line here with this is that mindful meditation gets you out of your head and into your body. It calms the mind and body. It allows you to maintain an emotional balance. It lowers blood pressure, soothes the gut, makes your body less reactive to stress hormones. And I call meditation a triple whammy. It's a salve for the body, mind, and spirit. By the way, I have a little award-winning book called Wired to Meditate that has now been converted into an audio book that's available on my website for those people that want to upgrade their existing meditation program or maybe want to just begin meditation. But it takes practice to get good at it so you don't have lots of chatter in your mind. But it is something that will have a positive effect on every aspect of your life, including helping you with your health and well-being, your relationships, with your level of prosperity. It's such a simple and profound practice that you could incorporate into your life, and it doesn't cost anything.
I always like to say health is peace. And it sounds like meditation is really the key that will open that door to explore that avenue. Why do you think that in our American society especially, we are so disconnected from ourselves?
You know, and it's not just here in America. I see it all over the world. I saw it all over the UK and Amsterdam. And I think, sadly, many people didn't have the kind of grandmother I had to teach them at a young age. And then people get so caught up in their lives, and many people feel that in order to have high self-worth, they just have to be busy all the time. And people forget the importance of just slowing down. You know the saying, slow down and smell the roses. But we do need to slow down. We need to find joy, which we're never taught to do, in simple pleasures, like breathing deeply. You know, smelling the flowers, talking to the animals, singing with the birds, being with friends, grieving the sun. Or, I like this, scratch behind your kitty's ear or hug your dog or make someone smile. When you slow down and simplify your life in any way possible, and this is much easier to do when you embrace a practice daily of meditation, and I like to bookend my day with this quiet time, then you will more easily be able to marvel at the miracle you are. And then part of all this is not taking yourself and your life quite so seriously.
Do you think that implementing programs in schools at the elementary age or junior high or even high school that would help to facilitate that connection? It seems like we've lost that teaching at the majority of homes to honor ourselves and tune in and tap into the wisdom that we carry within. How do you think we can expand globally so that everybody can get that memo?
Well, yes, I agree with you. If we could just start children younger. There are, luckily, fortunately, there are some programs now in different schools, and some of the more evolved schools offer programs. I mean, now in many of the schools where I live, they don't even have recess anymore. Children so much need to be active, and that's a great way to vent off stress, because children do have lots of stress. But I think a change in the world will come with each individual person. The wonderful Gandhi quote, be the change you want to see in the world. It's up to each of us as a human being to practice these things and to live more peaceful, balanced lives that we want to see in the world. And as we do it in our own individual life, we'll have a positive effect on all the people that come in contact with us. They'll feel our balance and peacefulness. They'll see our optimistic attitude, and then it will influence them. And it's amazing, because I teach meditation all over the world, and people tell me all the time that once they get onto a program and have practiced for about a month and are consistent with it, people often come up to them and say, what are you doing in your life? You look more relaxed, more peaceful. Things that normally would bother you don't bother you anymore. I think the way we can influence people the most, just being a shining example in your life. We are a body. We are a physical body, and we take good care of it, I hope, with good foods and sleep and time in nature and exercise. And then we are a mind, because we read and we write and we think, but what we are more than anything else is we're a soul, and the body reflects the mind and the mind reflects the spirit. So the body's always a good place to start, something over which you have some control by taking care of it. People often say to me, Susan, I like what you're saying, but you don't understand my life. You know, I can't exercise now because I'm always stressed out, and I'm about to go on a vacation, and I can't eat better for the next month because it's my church's bake sale and it's our anniversary coming up. You've got to let go of all those excuses. You're never going to get to the top of that mountain of soul achievement until you make your word gold, you follow through, and you let go of all the excuses. And keep in mind that if you're obviously, and most people are used to living a certain way day in, day out, that the brain and mind usually needs 21 days of continuing something consecutively. Let's say you want to change a habit, like exercising every day, or giving up something like not having ice cream every night. Ben Franklin said, whatever you do for 21 days will make or break a habit. So maybe you want to bring in meditation, and perhaps you want to drink more water or eat more fresh vegetables, and maybe at the same time you give up having dessert. Just make a commitment to do that for 21 days in a row, because at the end of 21 days you will have established a new habit, and you'll no longer crave what you gave up. And by the way, at the bottom of my sidebar, there's a search bar. And if you put in 21-day agreement, it will get you to a page where you can actually print out a sheet that says my 21-day agreement, and you say I, and there's a space for your name, so I, Susan, agree and commit to, and then you put what you're doing for 21 days, to exercise every day for at least 20 minutes, make it simple so you don't set yourself up to fail. Don't say I'll work out 2 hours every day, clean a room in my house for an hour, meditate for 2 hours, because every time you say you're going to do something and you don't, you lower your self-esteem. And then you sign it, and then put it somewhere where you can see it every day, because I give you 21 lines to fill in how you followed through. And after 21 days of making a simple agreement, it makes you feel so good that you kept your word with yourself. It makes you feel fantastic. And then you could maybe make them a little bit more difficult, but start with something simple. And if anybody out there is thinking, well, if I make this agreement, nobody will know I'm doing it, so what does it matter? Well, you see, I think God in the universe knows everything you're doing. And how do you expect the universe to support you if you can't even keep your word with yourself? And I do believe that every time you say you're going to do something, whether it's as simple as calling a friend or following through on a workout because you said you were going to get back to exercise or eating a better diet, when you don't keep your word with yourself, even if nobody knows, I think it darkens the spirit within you. And it closes you off from that light and love that wants to freely flow through you, and I think it causes a depression. You will find that when you make a 21-day agreement, or just simply say, for 21 days, if I make a promise to anyone to do something, I'll follow through, you will love how your self-esteem will take flight, and you'll feel fantastic.
Thank you for sharing that, and I do hope our listeners take advantage of that opportunity to go to your website and print that out and make the commitment. Can you touch on a little bit about motivation and accountability for somebody that might hear that and think it sounds like a fabulous idea? How do you get the motivation to actually follow through? Does that come with having somebody hold you accountable, or is that just an inner strength to pull on?
Well, I'd say it's both. You know, it's wonderful when you have a trusted and loving family member or a friend that can help keep you accountable. And that's why I often say, do the buddy program. If someone else in your family or a friend, even someone across the country that you can check in with every day because you both want to lose weight and you're both starting an exercise program, it's wonderful when someone checks up on you and cares about you, but doesn't bring up your faults and failures at the next office party. So it has to be a wonderful, trusted friend. And then remember, we're creatures of habit. And, you know, what I tell people when they make 21-day agreement, we've got this wonderful, loving inner voice, but we also have this babbler voice. And that voice always wants us to have immediate gratification. It doesn't care about a long-term goal you made. And I'll give you an example of a client I worked with a couple months ago. She made an agreement, and she had me help her with the 21-day agreement, and she filled out the page in front of me, and she wanted to exercise every day. And I said, what do you think you could put down for your agreement that would be so easy that you wouldn't fail at this? And she said, well, let me say that I'll work at it, you know, because she had hardly worked out before that time, maybe once a week. So I said, why don't you put that you'll work out just 20 minutes a day? Doesn't matter what time of day it is. It doesn't matter the activity, but just 20 minutes a day. So she figured she could do it. So she signed her name, and I even signed it with her. And then she did really well when she started off. By day two, on the line, she said, it was funny, she said, I hate Susan. I'm so sore I can hardly walk. You know, but that was another sign that she really needed this activity. And she did great until day 18. And I remember it was a Thursday night, and she was invited to go to a party. And the only time she had the next day to work out, because she had a long work day into the evening, was in the morning. And she had her alarm, and she got back from the party at about 2, she told me. She got to sleep at 3, and her alarm went off at 6 o'clock. So you can imagine how exhausted she was. And the thought of getting out of that cozy bed was, you know, difficult to follow through on. And she listened to the babbler voice. And she, bottom line here was that she did not exercise. And when you skip a day in 21 days, whether it's day 18, 19, or even 21, you've got to start back over on day 1. So I said to her, what did that voice inside you say that morning when you made a commitment and you only had 3 days left? And, you know, so typical of that babbler voice that always wants immediate gratification. She said that the voice said to her, oh, it would, you need the sleep. And she did, obviously, but she still had 3 days left. It said to her that people that really loved her didn't care about an extra few inches around her waist. And it also said, huffing and puffing at the top of one flight of stairs is natural for someone her age. She's 25. So she got to see how she didn't feel great that day when she didn't follow through, and she wished she had all day, and she had no time because she worked really late that night. So she waited a week. She started back over at day 1, and she finished the 21 days. So now she's on to the next month, and she's now combining a couple things. And you see, I've done this for, my grandmother taught me this, but I started it a few decades ago, over 30 years ago, and I do it every month. So I make at least 12 beneficial changes in my month. And you can start any day of the month, Jessica, but I always start on the first of the month. Then I know with an agreement to either bring something in or to give something up or to combine two things. Because when I start on the first of the month, then I know according to the date on the calendar where I am in my 21-day agreement. So I stick with it for 21 days. And believe me, I had so many times, years and decades ago, where I never followed through. And I kept starting over and over. And it just takes a toll on your confidence and self-esteem. So now I would say I pretty much always follow through. And then the last week of the month or so, I'm a little bit more relaxed. I might splurge a little bit. Maybe not. But, you know, it's just such a simple way to make positive changes in your life. And no one's saying you have to do it for a year or 6 months or 3 months, but most people can commit to a simple 21 days.
I love your book, Susan, Walking on Air, the 30-day Inside It Out Rejuvenation Makeover. I love having that daily guide. And on day 26, choose to forgive. That just came to my mind. So that if we do make that 21-day commitment and we don't follow through, we also can forgive ourselves and try again. It's not something we have to beat ourselves up for. And we do have all the resources you certainly offer, more than enough to reach our goal and achieve what we want to, whether that's peace or health, happiness. It's all within our reach. You go through physical, mental, emotional. There's so many different factors to health. What is one thing that you'd like to touch on that can empower our listener right away?
Well, you know, let's just focus on diet because, gosh, and again, I could talk for hours on diet, but I'll streamline this and just first of all say that there are three things over which we always have control. What we eat, obviously, hopefully nobody shoves the food and liquids down your throat, how we move, the exercise we get, and what we think, and we're in charge of those all the time. And my grandmother always would say to me that you need to look to nature for what to eat. And she would remind me that in nature we don't find ice cream trees and donut vines and potato chip bushes, but that the more naturally colorful the foods are that you eat, the healthier you're going to be, the more we change them and heat them and cook everything, whether it's broiling, steaming, microwave, baking, grilling, frying, whatever it is, we lose so much of the nutritional value. One of the quickest ways to go from feeling depressed to feeling empowered again is to simply eat more raw foods. And here's a great way to think of nutritious food. Produce is the most important health care that your money can buy. Now, even though I eat a great diet and I eat lots of raw, healthy food, and, you know, and I know how to order when I go to restaurants, and when I fly, I always take my food with me, we still need to fill in the nutritional gaps of the modern-day, fast-paced, overstimulated, undernourished lifestyle that most of us live. And there are two supplements. So I'd say one's a superfood and one's a super nutrient that I highly recommend to everyone. And together, there have been over 500 studies on these. The first one is Hawaiian spirulina. It comes from the Kona coast of Hawaii. Jessica, I've taken it for 30 years, and in all of this time, haven't had a cold or a flu. And I also take, it's a nutrient, it's nature's most powerful antioxidant. It's called Hawaiian astaxanthin. And together, these two gems of nature are the perfect high-energy, low-calorie, alkalizing, healing, detoxifying things that nature gives us for overall head-to-toe rejuvenation. For those that don't know, I think most people do, but spirulina is a blue-green algae. It helps your circulation, your immune system, your brain, lowers stress, gives you energy. It absolutely resolves anemia. It helps lower triglycerides, blood pressure. It helps arthritic pain. It's antiviral. And all this is known from scientific studies. It's the most nutrient-dense food on planet Earth. And the one that comes from the Kona coast of Hawaii is also raw because they bring the water up from 2,000 feet down in the ocean to cultivate and harvest this amazing product that you can get in powder or tablet form. I do both, but and once every 10 days, I also make a mask. Recipes are on my website with the powder, and that's what helps keep my skin beautiful. And astaxanthin is a red-colored antioxidant that is unbelievable for any kind of itis, any inflammation. In fact, Jessica, there was an article a few months ago in the Wall Street Journal, and the author, I think it was called The Silent Killer. It was all about inflammation. And the author spent about 6 months doing the research, and his conclusion was, and I'll paraphrase him, he said something like this: besides your diet, exercise, and getting enough sleep, Hawaiian astaxanthin, he named it, is the most important health supplement you can take for inflammation. And I also might add, especially all the ladies listening, we all want to have glowing, beautiful, youthful skin no matter our age. And there's some great studies done on the Hawaiian astaxanthin. One was done in Rockford, Maine, on middle-aged women. And there was a team of dermatologists, and they gave all of the women some astaxanthin and did the testing at the beginning, 3 weeks and 6 weeks. And 6 weeks, when the study was over, and they did all the testing with using machines and testing the moisture and wrinkles and everything, found that all of the women had skin that was 5 years more youthful than before they started the study. And in fact, as I mentioned, I was just over in England, and in their number one newspaper, there was just an article about natural beauty. And it said that both Heidi Klum and Gwyneth Paltrow use this Hawaiian astaxanthin as their beauty secrets. Now, talking about these two superfoods, I could do it for hours, but on my website, in the navigation bar, if you go to articles, scroll down, I have about 10 or 12 different articles about astaxanthin and spirulina, how to use spirulina in recipes. I've got facial recipes. I've got an article on anemia and all the studies done with spirulina. I mean, it's not often you can say it literally resolves anemia. And 1 in 4 people in America are anemic, and they don't even know it.
I love, Susan, that you acknowledge and you highlight that the body is self-repairing and self-regulating and self-healing. And I think you're just really emphasizing that we do have the ability to accelerate that process with what we're putting into our body, and that we do have the choice of what we're putting in, and that's really going to affect the output that we get on a physical and mental, emotional, creative, spiritual level. And you do offer so very much. How can people find out more? What website should they go to?
Well, it's easy. It's just my name, SusanSmithJones.com. And you definitely want to check the current newsletter right there on the homepage. And to the left of my photo, it says, Get 2 ebooks free. And when you click there, what happens is it takes 10 seconds. You're really signing up for my newsletters. You get them before anybody else does, but you also get a whole slew of gifts from me when you sign up. And I want everyone to know that I don't inundate you with emails. Once a month, you get the newsletter before anybody else does. And then every letter I send you once a month that connects you to the new newsletter, it also comes with one or two gifts that the general public never can see. And then definitely scroll down on the homepage, because there's 3 different options of getting my books. Like, you could get The Joy Factor that you mentioned, and Walking on Air, and Recipes for Health Bliss. And that's my Hay House full-color, beautifully designed recipe book. Louise Hay called it the most beautifully designed health book on the planet. But when you buy 3 different books and you've got 3 options, for a limited time, you can get my entire series of natural remedy booklet CD combos absolutely free. So that means you purchase 3, and they're not expensive at all. But you get 10, and they all come with an autographed card from me. So you can find all that on the homepage at SusanSmithJones.com. And don't forget, scroll all the way down, and you'll see right above the field of sunflowers and the floating butterfly, you'll see calming nature sounds to enjoy while browsing. And that's where, like, the first 3 are what I often turn on when I meditate. It starts with the babbling brook, and then the beautiful ocean waves, and then gentle rain in a pine forest. And besides bringing nature into your home with plants and maybe a little fountain, when you listen to the sounds of nature, studies show that it calms you and relaxes you and helps put you in a better mood.
Thank you for being so generous and offering that, Susan. Would you be so kind as to leave us with some tips for living peacefully?
Well, I would say very close to the top of the list is to adjust your attitude to include plenty of gratitude. My grandmother always would say to me that your attitude is your mind's paintbrush. It can color anything. And there's so much healing power in focusing on positive aspects of one's life and being grateful for all the good things that we all have, even during times of stress and loss. And to me, gratitude is like a dynamic energy that allows you to exert a mighty influence on your world. It's a connecting link or a bridge between you and all channels of good in your life. And I don't think, Jessica, and I'm sure you'll agree with me, that we shouldn't leave the task of counting our blessings for only Thanksgiving Day in November. But each and every day, take a moment to be grateful for all you have. Maybe you write a thank you note. And, you know, and I mean literally write a note and put a stamp on it and put it in the mail. People still love to get those. Express your gratitude for a loved one, or maybe offer a prayer of thankfulness during meditation. But what you think about consistently brings more of the same into your life. So focusing on the positive, even during difficult times, is also an important part of the path to transforming your life and living peaceful. Fritzi used to say to me, Sunny, if you want to have a peaceful and balanced and happy life. This is what you need to do. You need to live thankfully. And Meister Eckhart, that wonderful Christian philosopher of, I think it was the 13th century, he said, if the only prayer you ever say is thank you, that will be enough. And Plato, of course, said, I bet you've heard this, a grateful mind is a great mind that eventually attracts to it great things. But I know that when you begin to meditate and you're consistent with it, you've got a more gentle and kind heart. You know, you see the world for what it is. You know, people are always projecting onto others, and it's usually not about things you've done to someone else. It's just that we don't understand sometimes how hard another person's life is because we're not walking in their shoes. But Jane Austen once wrote that there's no charm equal to tenderness of heart. And I think one of the most important things we can do in life is just to be kind to one another. And you will find that the more you take care of your body, mind, and spirit with everything we've talked about. Now, of course, with adding exercise and good sleep and time in nature and finding ways to laugh and visualizing meditation, taking those good supplements, eating a great diet. When you do that, you will find that you are a happier person, you're more positive, and you don't make mountains out of little molehills, and you'll have a much more positive, optimistic life. And we want that because, and I'll finish with this, a few years ago there was a phenomenal study done with 97,000 people. It was on attitude. It was a 7-year study. It was published in Circulation. And the gist of the study, the abstract, you know, the summary of it was that the people who are more positive, who have a more positive attitude, more optimistic, have less heart attacks, less diabetes, less obesity, lower rates of even anemia, have lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol. So it's not just important to maintain an optimistic, positive attitude just because it makes you feel better, but it really will help your health.
Susan, you've had a remarkable career. To cover all that you know over the last 30 years at least, it would take more than the time we have today, so I really do appreciate you taking some snippets out and imparting that wisdom for myself and our listener and all of us to really get that message that we can inspire and empower ourselves and each other, and you offer so many books and tools to be able to do that. So thank you very much for taking the time to share that with us.
And thank you. And Jessica, let me just say one more thing. Remember I said to you that the body reflects the mind and the mind reflects the spirit. So the body is a great place to start with what you eat, get enough sleep, of course, exercise. And keep in mind that when your body's in good shape, when it's toned and fit and strong and you don't have aches and pains, then the mind is affected positively. Everything is connected, body, mind, and spirit. So in other words, you treat your body well, and then your mind will be fragrant with positive thoughts. So maybe, everyone, if there's one positive thing you can do today is start by doing something wonderful for your body with maybe a walk or eating some better food or getting a little extra sleep at night. And you'll find that each day you do things like this, the days will build and they will accumulate. And then all of a sudden, you'll wake up a month from now, like in my Walking on Air, my 30-day detox rejuvenation program, and it will feel like you're walking on air.
I just got a visual of a little potted plant sprouting out and just watering it. And I think if we water ourselves with some pure water and take that in, we can really grow into our full potential with everything else that you just mentioned. I am so grateful for this opportunity to connect with you. It really does mean a lot. You're walking your talk and doing exactly what I would love to be able to do for my career going forward. So thank you for the inspiration.
It's like you and I are two peas in a pod. I know we're a lot alike. And I work so often with people that aren't into anything that we're into. and it just doesn't flow well. But I'll say to you now that this was so much fun. So if you ever do anything like this again, please put me right there at the top of your list. I would do anything with you.
Oh, likewise. Thank you so much. And thank you to your wonderful grandmother, Fritzie.
Thank you.
Sounds like just the best, and how lucky that you were able to learn from her.
I know. So, she's watching over me.
No doubt. No doubt. And, yes, we'll definitely connect soon, sooner than later. Thank you. Thank you. I'm just so grateful. Love and light.